Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 213 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Bachmann, and in this episode we are going to hear about everyday cultural differences between Germany and India, revealed by two exchange students from Chennai, Garima and Tusha. We are also going to follow Anna, an exchange student from Portugal, through one of her regular days at her partner university, Rhein A Campus, and she will take us through some of her routines. First up in our category, Absolutely Disturbing, we hear Tusha and Garima talking about the cultural differences between Germany and India, especially about the travel culture. Now, traveling on aeroplanes and trains is perhaps the first thing you will do when you arrive in a foreign country. And surprisingly enough, even in our day and age of globalization, we can find interesting differences.
People are waiting. So the airport is actually a guarded place. You cannot just barge in inside and just go and hang out like in Germany.
In our second category, Absolutely Salty, our international student Anna takes us with her during her daily routines at Rhein A Campus. She shares her experiences about the food in the cafeteria, which in her opinion seems a little bit too salty for the Portuguese palate.
It looks yummy. One thing I noticed from here is that food is very salty, like extremely salty. And unfortunately, since I'm not used to salt, I can't eat fruit from Mesa, but this just looks delicious.
In our last category, Absolutely Unusual, Tusha and Garima discuss the cultural differences concerning smoking and drinking on campus. And at the same time, they give us an insight into the important role of teachers or gurus in Indian society.
For us as students, teachers are considered role models, or you can call gurus. Okay. So we look up to them for our day-to-day habits.
But now let us start with the show. In our first category, Absolutely Disturbing, we invited our international students from India, Garima and Tusha, to explain their first intercultural experiences when they arrived in Germany. They concentrate on the different layout of airports, for example, on traveling on trains in Germany, and on the attitude towards the use of drinking water in Germany and in India. Garima was very surprised that in Germany, where punctuality seems so important, you can actually hold up the whole train if you stand in the automatic door, or if you keep pushing the button of the door. Whereas in India, the train will leave the station and often the door will remain open for the whole trip. But first, we learn that in India, the whole area inside the airport is strictly reserved for travelers. And anybody who does not hold a ticket will have to stay outside the airport building.
Not the case in India.
One more striking thing here at the airports are that there is a public area where everyone can come and sit down, whereas in India we don't have any public areas. Only the travelers are allowed inside the airport.
So what do you do if you want to collect somebody from the airport?
We usually stand outside the airport waiting for them, and there is a different altogether a row where people are waiting. So the airport is actually a guarded place. You cannot just barge in inside and just go and hang out like in Germany.
No, that is true. Actually, there is in Germany, in the airports, there is one area which is a little bit like a modern shopping mall where everybody can walk in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people need to stay there for a long time, because if a flight from Chicago is delayed by 8 hours, for example. So you would, if somebody is delayed in Delhi, you would actually stay outside the airport for the whole 8 hours?
Yeah. No?
It's actually different. Like, if we know that the delay is happening and we are not coming from a far off place, we can go back. Or if it's just a 1 or 2 hour delay, we'll relax back in our cars, and once the person is coming out, just half an hour before, we'll come out and just stand in the queue or just wait.
There are special parking lots. We can just park our car and stand, but you cannot just barge inside.
Okay. And there would probably be drinks shops or something outside as well for people who are waiting?
Yes, there are shops for them.
One or two stalls are there when people who are wants to stay back and wait.
They have things to eat as well, and they have coffee shops as well.
Oh, okay.
So they can, have something before entering the airport, taking the bus.
Okay.
Actually, one more thing, that your train stations are not actually like our train stations. And also you have that you can just make a train stop and just let anybody come in or come out. You have this automatic stop buttons on the gates, which is something unusual.
Well, for us in India, of course, it's very disturbing that the train will go even if people are not on board yet. So that means the doors are open, and that is impossible for a German train. The doors are opening and the train is actually starting to move, and people actually go run into those doors, which are still open.
Yeah, actually, they're always open.
Well, they are. I went on a train where actually the door remained open for the whole passage.
Yes, actually, they're always open. So people can put their luggage and then they manage to go inside. But here, it's closed. So we have categories of trains which offer food with your travel.
Yeah.
So you can actually get, if you're traveling for like one day, you can actually get 5 courses of meals.
I know. I had the impression after almost every station, somebody came around and offered us some snacks or something. Yeah. Yes.
I would like to add here that a very different thing that we observed, that the water with which we bathe is the same water we drink.
So you take a shower in the same water as the water that you drink.
Actually, the point is we are cooking and we are washing fruits, and then with the same glass, from one side a hand will come, it will take water and it's drinking.
Okay, so it's very the point is it's very surprising that all the water is drinking water.
Yeah, all the water is
that you take a bath and you put in, I don't know how many liters go into a bathtub, but quite a lot. And you know that all of this water is actually drinking water.
It's actually like a bathtub is so big, like 8 liters maybe in the water. And you are wasting.
I think Karima is right. In Europe, we think we are saving water by using shower heads, which reduce the water output. But viewed from the perspective of countries where water is precious, it looks like a real luxury that all the water we use is actually purified drinking water, even that which we use to flush our toilets. In our second category, absolutely salty, we decided to experiment a little and step away from the usual interview format in favor of live commentaries from our international student Anna from Portugal. She recorded herself while she was performing her daily routines and going through a regular day on campus to give our listeners a glimpse of what it is like to be an exchange student at Rhein-Ahr Campus. A little warning is in place. This next part can contain traces of nudity as we are following Anna into the shower.
Good morning. So I just woke up. It's a wonderful day. I had my breakfast, oats with fruits, and now I'm going to take a shower and head to school. Today I have classes and I also need to study for a test. So let's go.
So this is me making coffee. I actually got addicted to coffee ever since I came to Germany. Every morning I need to have an espresso. And actually one very interesting fact is that every coffee here on campus is fair trade. For those who don't know what that specifically means, it just means that the workers in these companies, they have good working conditions. The company makes sure they have decent living and working conditions, and they protect the environment. So you pay more for your coffee, yes you do, but you are also supporting the farmers and workers to improve their lives.
Yeah, so this sound you're hearing is just doors closing in the corridor. Here in university, every corridor has 2 doors that isolate the heat inside, so that way we can save a lot of energy.
So I'm in the library right now, that's why I'm speaking so quietly. And I just realized that during this semester here in Germany, the library has been such an essential part of my studies. First of all, it has such an extensive source of information, and it's the perfect quiet place to study, read, and work if you can't concentrate at home like me, that live in a dorm and there is always noise all the time. Obviously, we can't work in groups here. My friend is studying in the table next to me, but we can't really work together because if we have a louder conversation than usual, we will disturb others, and that cannot happen, especially during this exam season. And by the way, it's so hard to get a table in the library during exam season. Everyone chooses it as the best place and the most quiet place to study.
And by the way, today is Fries Day. And everyone is here, obviously, because once a week we have this Fries Day, and it's very tasty. And what is this, Lisa?
It's about it's Currywurst. It's national German sausage. And I really like it, so I was really happy to see it today near to fries.
Unfortunately, I'm a vegan, so I don't eat sausage, but it looks yummy. One thing I noticed from here is that food is very salty, like extremely salty. And unfortunately, since I'm not used to salt, I can't eat fruit from Mensa, but this just looks delicious.
Thank you, Anna, for sharing what strikes you as particularly German. For example, the self-closing doors in the corridors during the winter time, which keep the heat inside and save energy. But also the French Fries Day at the cafeteria, where you get what the English would call chips every single Wednesday, complete with a good German sausage. And curiously, the students never seem to tire of sausage and chips. In our third category, absolutely unusual, we are going back to Garima and Tusha, who have noticed cultural differences regarding the relationship between the teachers and the students in Germany and in India. At Indian universities, there is a strict alcohol and cigarette ban on campus, which is in line with the expectation that a good student should not smoke or drink. At Rhein A campus, on the other hand, you can buy beer in the cafeteria. And it often surprises exchange students that this does not lead to any problems. And what is more, when there are celebrations like graduations or the welcoming of the new students or a summer barbecue, even the lecturers would drink a glass of champagne or a bottle of beer together with the students.
Yeah, so there was a barbecue party which was thrown
on campus.
Yes,
okay.
A couple of days back, mm-hmm. wherein students were having beer with faculty. Now, this seems to be a pretty
You're saying faculty, so the teachers could have alcohol, the students could have alcohol, but having alcohol together is not acceptable?
No, we are saying that alcohol and cigarettes on campus is a bit unusual.
Okay, so you have a dry campus in India, so no alcohol on the campus.
Yeah. So it's a.
What about if you celebrate a birthday or something?
Generally, if you celebrate a birthday, I mean, among students, we'll drink beer, but
on the dry campus?
No, not inside the campus, outside the campus.
Okay.
Students generally are considered very different from the teachers.
Okay.
So for us as students, teachers are considered role models, or you can call gurus.
Okay.
So we look up to them for our day-to-day habits. So if they are indulging in things like alcohol or cigarette, it gives us an impression that it's okay
you can
to have
it as well.
Beer and cigarettes both.
Yes.
And it's good for health. Somehow it might even give that signal to the students.
Okay, so teachers only do things which are good for you?
No.
Not exactly good, but they
acceptable.
Acceptable. It is not acceptable in India as a culture to drink and smoke cigarettes in campus. As he said that we consider educational institutions as temples of education. So
temples of learning.
Temples of learning. So
okay, I love that.
And learning is not only in terms of education within the classroom, but also outside the classroom.
Okay. What about students who come to your university and who are smokers? Do they stop? before they arrive?
No, so no. They go outside the campus and smoke there.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to smoke and have drinks, you go outside the campus. Inside the campus, no such things are
okay, allowed. But then they cannot be heavy smokers because I know how big your campus is. So you need to get on a bicycle.
Yeah.
You need to go for 10 minutes and then outside the gate, probably you're not allowed to smoke either. So you need to go quite a way before you can have your cigarette.
Anyways, Germans are have a love of cycling, so they'll not find it difficult to ride.
Okay, that is true. So the Germans like their cycles. Is that different in India, cycling?
Yeah, like in fact here it's very unusual for any Indian to go with his family and be doing cycling.
As a leisure activity on a weekend.
Yeah, definitely. But we saw on the River Rhine, just next to the road, that there was a road wherein a family was cycling together. So that's pretty uncommon thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, even our European friends from Spain are very surprised about that. Mm-hmm. I remember one of them said, there are so many poor elderly people in Germany. Mm-hmm. And he thought, because for him, for a person over 70 to be on a bicycle meant that these people are poor, that they don't have a car. And I said, no, rest assured. their bicycle is very expensive, and they probably have a car or two in the garage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's not a social thing. It is actually that they like to exercise. Thank you all who joined us for today's show. Please check out our website absolutely-intercultural.com. Here you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you on the 5th of May. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.